Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we have honest, explicit, wholesome conversations about sex, pleasure, and the joy of intimate connection. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will find our complete podcast archive as we start to approach 500 episodes. Most podcast players will only feed you the most recent 200. So over half of our podcast archive is now exclusively available at pleasuremechanics.com. When you are ready to uplevel your erotic skills and gain more sexual confidence so you can have the sex life you most want, you will find all of our online courses waiting for you, where we guide you stroke by stroke, step by step, holding your hand every step of the way in gaining the erotic skills and strategies you need to create the erotic life you want. You'll find it all at pleasuremechanics.com. On today's episode, we are responding to a theme that emerged in so many of your responses to our Shame Slayers survey. We recently released a new Shame Slayers teaching, a 25-minute video presentation about how we can approach shame, understand sexual shame, the 19 varieties and counting of erotic shame that you all have named and articulated so beautifully in this conversation over the years. So you will find the Shame Slayers teaching within the Pleasure Pod at pleasuremechanics.com/pod. Join us for free, become a sustaining member if you wish, and discover our bonus teachings and exclusive resources for sustaining members of this podcast. But when we released the Shame Slayer survey, we got this deluge of emails and responses to the survey. And one theme that came up that we wanted to address directly, head on, so to speak, on this podcast, was dick shame. We've talked about body shame and about genital shame more broadly. We've talked about vulva shame specifically. And I think it's time we have a conversation about dick shame and all of the ways that penises and penis havers are shamed about their very fundamental, like their anatomy itself, and also its natural function. And why is this okay? Why do we still tolerate it, including in like sex positive spaces and stand-up comedy, and how like normalized this has become to the point where so many responses of the survey were saying their very partners, their lovers, were outright shaming them for their dick size, but also their functions. And by which I mean, you know, erections and the very natural capacity of penises. This is a feature, not a bug, the feature of cocks that allow them to get hard and soft. And I really want to emphasize this once and for all, like erectile tissue, of which we all have in our bodies about in equal amounts. All bodies have erectile tissue in funny places like our noses. But erectile tissues, especially in the genitals, are designed by design to get hard and soft again, and then hard again and soft again and hard again and soft again in different rhythms and waves and proportions. And there is no shame in a soft dick. And there is no shame in wanting your dick to be hard. And we get to play with the whole range of that. And no body part should be shamed for its very existence and function.
Well, this is where as a culture... Ooh. Yeah.
Thanks for hearing me out, folks.
We have so much meaning making about what a hard cock means and what a soft cock means. And it is so laden with meaning on all parts, and it's so intense.
And we shame both sides of that. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, it's a lose-lose culture out there for dicks. You know, they're shamed for not being hard, and then they're shamed for being hard. They're shamed for being too small. They're shamed for being too big. They're shamed for not getting hard at the right times. They're shamed for being hard and then not staying hard long enough, or for staying too hard. And all of this came through in the survey. And the accumulation of all of that is felt by men, by guys with cocks. Like, this is not an easy culture, and we don't talk about this. And the psychological weight that puts on dicks.
Because you know those men are not having conversations with other men about this experience. And so this is an experience that people have very solo and alone. And that has a whole bunch of other psychological implications.
And sometimes it was, you know, you were shamed about your dick as a kid, and that has just stuck with you. Sometimes it's being teased by siblings about a penis or about boys in the locker room. Sometimes it came from parents as boys hit puberty, where their parents got uncomfortable with their bodies all of a sudden and started shaming them and, you know, shaming erections, right? Like, that happens starting in childhood. And those stories stay with us. And then to think that it is normal to tease or shame your husband about his cock, we need to address this and take seriously the impact of this on our ability to relax and enjoy our sex lives, right? And so I just want to speak up for cocks, and especially for, first of all, the exquisite diversity of penises. And Charlotte, I want you to speak to this because you have seen probably 1,000 or more dicks, penises, while you were doing erotic massage. You were in service to the penis in many ways. Speak to me about the range of what you saw when so many different kinds of men would come to you for erotic massage.
Wow. such a range of size, contour of the curvature. Balls are just such an, there's such a variety of testicles, yes, and skin, and how low or high they are from the body. I mean, it's just a beautiful, exquisite range.
Yeah.
And fascinating.
Yeah.
And we just need to be gentler with them.
It's like if you think about human noses, and you put like 1,000 human noses, just the nose in front of you. As you said, like the range and the structure and the curvature and the droop.
Yeah.
It's so stunning. And it's one of these things that if we just embrace that whole range and our part in it, there's no good cock or bad cock, ugly cock or pretty cock. There's just beautiful cocks. Like, all bodies are beautiful and all cocks are beautiful. And your cock, however it is just right. Like, how much can you believe me right now when I say that to you? Your cock is perfect and just right. That is a measure of how much dick shame you carry, right? We all need to believe that we are praiseworthy inherently, but you know, our culture of genital shaming has really taken that from us. So the range of sizes, but also, you know, you can speak to the range of responsiveness and the comings and goings of erection that are just really normal. This is, again, part of the feature of erectile tissue that is designed to, and, you know, we should just review really quickly, erectile tissue, which creates the shaft of the glands of the genitals, right? Like, and that is present in all of us. It just ranges in size. But the erectile tissue that then is situated in and behind the glands of the genitals engorges with blood. So more blood flows in than flows out. And this is what makes it swell and harden and push all of those nerve endings closer to the surface of the skin, so it gets sensitive in new ways. And we see and can enjoy that erection, right? Like, that is a beautiful thing. And the tide that comes in must go out. And erections losing a little bit of blood and becoming a little more soft is not a problem. That's not a defect.
It's not a failure. It's not, I think, a it's failure. Really held as a failure. And then that has...
even that word.
I know. It has a huge impact on men's self-esteem as masculine, right? Yeah. This is a culture that both talks about the dick as like the ultimate, and we degrade it all at the same time. It's really complicated.
Confusing.
To both to be like the biggest insult and something that to really deeply aspire to.
Right, and the meaning that if you're turned on, then you must be erect, right? We don't demand that of vulvas. We allow this kind of gradient of arousal, a process of warming up, of engorgement and getting readiness. And we need to allow the same ebb and flow into penises and into, you know, cocks, right? Like,
and just a broader idea of what masculinity is.
We have so much to say about
like,
this.
It's so ridiculous to think that, like, a hard cock equals strong masculinity. Like, masculinity is so much broader and more complex and nuanced and interesting than this one factor.
Well, and it denies the pleasure of soft cocks. And we have done a whole episode about soft penis pleasures, of which I am very evangelical. Mm-hmm. I love sucking soft cock. It is one of my favorite experiences to have a soft penis in my mouth. And then to feel it swell and feel it throb and feel the changeability. Like, the changeability of this flesh is part of why I worship it.
And you've talked about loving the experience of feeling the engorgement.
Hell yeah.
Right? The like
in being any direction, with it as it. Right? Like, yeah. If someone is hard and throbbing inside any of my holes, to feel the changeability of that is part of my enjoyment. And to affirm and celebrate and give pleasure to the soft penis is a remedy. Right. We can acknowledge this culture that's been so shaming and degrading against the penis at the same time as glorifying it. How confusing. Mm-hmm. What are the remedies? And after we take a break to thank our sponsor for this episode, I want to talk about some affirmations and ways we can praise the penis and pleasure it. And we will link to the soft penis pleasures episode in the show notes, where you will also find links to our sponsors. I want to talk about ways we can praise the penis and affirm it and create a culture of genital love and worship for all of us. No matter what bodies we're in, no matter what bodies we love, we all deserve a culture where our bodies are given their inherent dignity, at least, right? And from there, from dignity, praise, pleasuring, and reverence. We want to take a break and thank our sponsor for this episode, who provide a very important tool in this conversation. Just like there's no shame in having a soft penis, there is no shame in wanting an erection and wanting tools to facilitate that. There are prescription drugs that are perfect for this and are safe and effective. And that conversation is just a click away with hims.com/pleasure. At hims.com, you will find safe, effective, FDA-cleared drugs such as Viagra, the generic versions of these drugs that can cost up to 95% less, and other ways you can support your sexual health. Go to hims.com/pleasure to get started with a free consultation with a doctor online. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/pleasure. That's hims.com, hims.com/pleasure for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/pleasure. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which have been not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with healthcare providers who will determine if appropriate for you. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies depending on product and subscription plan. That's hims.com/pleasure. Have a conversation about your options and at least inform yourself of what your options are. Thanks, hims.com, for sponsoring this episode. Now back to the conversation. One of the things we noticed in the surveys is just as much as soft cocks were shamed, just as much as small penises were shamed, the opposites were also true. And that's part of why I wanted to have this conversation. Men were being shamed for having too many erections, for waking up hard. And these are bigger conversations about like the culture of the relationships there. But they're also rooted in a culture that tells us that genitals and their very functions are bad and wrong and sinful and gross, right? And we can go on and on with all of these associations we have from intergenerational cultural legacies of shame. And what do we do with that? We uproot it. We excavate it. We bring it out into daylight and into conversation so we can actually see what we're working with here and start finding options. So just like there are options for ED medications that if you're not getting the erections you want when you are aroused and turned on, then having that as a tool makes sense, just like having a vibrator makes sense to create the stimulation you want to get aroused, right? These options are there for us, but they don't stand in for the conversations and for creating a culture free of shame, especially in our most inner sanctums of our relationships. Because the erotic connections we want are dependent on feeling safe with one another. And if we're mocking one another's bodies, if we're creating like jokes at which like your body is the butt of my joke, if I'm shaming you at home in your own bed, that is antithetical to creating a culture of safety, trust, intimacy, and pleasure. So we need to knock that shit out. Right? Like that feels like frontline response of, like, we all deserve better than that. And as we build a better culture, we need to very much practice this within our relationships and not shame one another's bodies.
Right. Within the inner sanctum of our relationship, like, that's where we want to feel safest and most revered and honored and taken care of and appreciated. Mm-hmm. And so comments like that are definitely like the opposite of what we want to be experiencing in our home. Mm-hmm. So yes, culture does that all the time, but like, can we shift that in our home?
And I want to notice it doesn't even have to be targeted towards your lover's body. Whenever you shame any dick,
yeah,
you are shame. It's just like if you shame any women, if you make misogynist comments, your wife, your partner, your daughters, the women in your life hear that.
Yeah.
Right. And so comments like you see a big truck, noisy truck drive by and it's like, well, what is he compensating for? That is dick shaming. That is dick shaming.
Right.
Talking about men as pigs who only want one thing. Dick shaming. Right? Shaming the very function of male arousal. This happens all the time and in all different directions. Men are either too horny or not horny enough. Right? We exoticize very large penises. The men I have talked to with very large penises, like, right, we talked about dicks being on a range of size and shape and contours. Also, up to 2/3 of the penis is inside the body.
This is like one of my favorite facts ever.
I'll just say that again. Up to 2/3 of the penis is inside the body, accessible via perineal massage, via anal touch, via prostate massage, all sorts of ways to stimulate the inner shaft of the cock. You will find all of those techniques in our foreplay course at pleasuremechanics.com/touch. And part of what happens when you start touching, you know, the part of the penis that doesn't extend outside of the body is men feel how big their cocks are. And that feeling of coming into like your full seat of power is delicious and intoxicating for men, because it's so much more than what meets the eye. And so much of dick culture is about what we can see rather than what we can feel. So I want to talk about penis praise for a minute. You know, first of all, just verbal penis praise, starting to praise one another's genitals, starting to also just like eliminate dick jokes, but also replace it with language that honors the cock and honors all bodies, really. So dick praise. Please, please praise dicks as regularly and loudly as you can.
As part of the pleasure and mechanics community. And some of
this, you know, and we'll talk more about this as we start talking about oral sex, because, you know, we have an oral sex course coming out really, really mm-hmm. soon, as in next week for you all. And we are so excited to share it with you. And I'm kind of considering getting Team Cocksucker t-shirts made to really reclaim the idea of being a proud cocksucker. This idea that we, you know, use cocksucker and fuck you as an insult. Like, what does that say about dicks and sex? We need to shift the language and the culture into one that reveres and glorifies sexuality. Are you with me? Team Pleasure, dear listener of this podcast, are you with me?
And that's glorifying sexuality. And we can do that through glorifying our genitals and the sex acts.
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes. Yeah. And the meaning, like the beauty it brings into our lives, the joy it brings into our lives. I love sucking cock because it makes the men I love feel loved and warm and accepted, and gives them so much pleasure. And it gives me so much pleasure to have beautiful body parts in my mouth of all kinds. You know, I'm going to need a big wardrobe because I'm also team pussy licking and rimming. And okay, so as we glorify genitals, I also want to talk about how we can touch bodies with more reverence. And touching soft penises is really important. It's really important to give them affectionate touch, affirming touch, if not pleasuring and erotic touch, just start cupping one another's body parts with love and care. In all states of erection, of all states of arousal, this kind of affirming touch goes a really long way. It says to the dick, you don't have to be hard to get attention. You don't have to be engorged to be touched and cared for and pleasured.
To be significant, to be important, to be successful, yes. Any of those things. You matter and you are important and valuable just as you are.
Right.
And so part of that is within the relationship, having a different story about what a hard cock means and a soft cock means. And really, it's just all okay. Like, let there just be an ebb and flow of arousal and tumescence and then returning to softness. And that is joyful. That mm-hmm. is just part of the journey and something to be accepted and played with. Yeah. And just, it's not stressful. It doesn't have to be stressful.
And that also a hard cock is not a demand yeah. or an invitation, that you don't have to do anything specific with it. Releasing all of these narratives just gives our bodies so much more space to be themselves, express ourselves, be in our natural rhythms and ebbs and flows. And from there, we can have conversations. You know, so one of my lovers that uses Viagra, like as I show up for a date, we have that conversation. Like, do you want me to take dick pills tonight or not? What kind of mood are we in? And this is a conversation that we can have whether or not we need to pull out our tools and toys and plan for things. What are you into right now? How can I serve you? Because also allowing affectionate touch of the penis without an agenda, that you can just touch a cock and you don't have to take it anywhere. It can be affectionate. It can be playful. It can be encouraging. It can be supportive.
Or just inclusive. Right? I think
I've held a lover while he cried and then just like cupped his balls. And it's just holding a tender, sweet part of him. And I held him in his fear while cupping his balls. And that was really beautiful.
Well, you've had a lot of men or some, excuse me, you've had some of your lovers, so many men. You've had a few of the men that you've been lovers with name that they have never had their own soft cock held
or touched by anyone in their lives.
Right.
That's why I'm saying it on the podcast, yeah. Right? This is an invitation to shift patterns we have been taught and to shift a culture here around dicks. And we're saying this, you know, in an all bodies inclusive way. Trans guy dicks also need to be stroked and held in all states of tumescence. And many trans women, you know, their clitorises, and we need to remember, again, the homologues of the genitals. We all have about the same amount of erectile tissue. We all have a glans, and we all have holes and internal spaces, and we all have about the same amount of nerve endings, and these are just distributed amongst a spectrum, and they do not correlate with gender expression. So we can start addressing each body of our lovers as their specific body. And so many men have been forced into this box of, if you are aroused, it means a hard dick, which means this thing, which means this thing. And it's exhausting. Frankly, it's exhausting. And it's for all of us. And so how do we get a little more free? We start treating our bodies with more integrity, more dignity, eliminating the shame cycles that even casual jokes can trigger, and replacing shame behaviors with affirming behaviors that treat one another with kindness, dignity, respect, integrity, if not reverence, praise, and worship.
Yes. And also, yes. And also unpacking within a relationship what we make these things mean. Because I feel like for the partner, it's so important that we don't make up a story about what a hard cock going soft means. It isn't about us. It isn't about your attractiveness or how much they want you or any of those things. It's just to do with what their body is doing right now.
Right. We hear this all the time when female socialized people, women especially, but I also think queer men are susceptible to this. We're all susceptible to this. We use our partner's erection as a measure of our own desirability. And that's not fair to anyone. Because it correlates to things that are not true. Like your desire and your erections are not the same thing.
Oof, let's take that in again. Your desire and your erections are not the same thing.
In both directions. Yeah. You can have an erection and not want sex. And you can be very, very into your partner, into the mood, into everything, and not be hard at all. And both of those have to be okay.
Yeah, we just want this whole podcast episode to be an invitation into being more okay with softness and hardness and not making it mean so much and just having it be included in your relationship as something that is comfortable and neutral, and that we still just stay focused on pleasure and connection and being with one another with whatever is, and that we just keep playing with it and know that it might come and go, and that's completely fine. It doesn't mean a whole bunch of things about you or about them or about what's happening. So just stay focused on the pleasure and connection.
And certainly not about pleasure, exactly. Like as a prostate masseuse back in the day, how many times were you giving men what they reported to be the best orgasms of their life and their dicks were soft, right? A lot of prostate massage can trigger all kinds of euphoric, orgasmic experiences, and it's not reliant on a hard penis. And we can all discover what our bodies are capable of here, right? And hard dicks are delightful. And there are tools for that. And there are strategies for encouraging erection if that's what you're going for. In the oral course, I will share with you my strategies for coaxing soft cocks into erectile states. Mm-hmm. There's some really fun ways we can actually work with the anatomy to draw out erections. And we can play with this. And that's the word, is play. And, you know, one of my lovers loves nothing more than just completely relaxing back, getting totally just at ease, and then allowing me to play with his body and coax out his hard on, right? And this can take a long time. This can be an hours long process, but we're both having fun. Another lover walks in hard, and then his dick will ebb and flow and get hard and soft 10, 12 times in the span that we are playing with. It's a different ride. And the way your genitals express themselves in correlation to your arousal and desire, that is yours to explore and map. And we have tools and strategies to help you do that. But your body is yours to discover and share with your lovers. And it is inherently beautiful and worth lavishing and worth love without being fixed. Mm-hmm. Right?
Without it being a problem.
And
yeah.
From that place, so much is possible.
Yeah.
From that place, so much is possible, including radical transformations of our bodies, which I am also here for, right? Including using tools and toys and strategies to go beyond what our bodies think that they're capable of, right? One of the responses around the soft dick talked about, you know, hollow dildos, strap-on cocks are not just for dykes. So if you want a really, really big, hard dick, right, there are toys for that. And we can have that experience of having a massive phallus. We can buy them at the store now. Mm. How lucky are we? You'll find links to all of this at pleasuremechanics.com/toolbox. We just want you to feel more at ease and playful with your body as it is and in its natural functioning.
Yeah, and for that intense charge and stress to kind of be dissolved, to kind of neutralize the intensity of what we make it mean so that it can just be more included and mm-hmm. there can be more room for play and connection mm-hmm. and pleasure, no matter
what's
going on.
And you can practice this in your masturbation too, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you only masturbate while you're hard, try stroking yourself soft. Try stroking yourself in different kinds mm-hmm. of arousal. Try exploring what your dick feels like when it's soft and you touch it anyway. Have you ever done that? Have you even allowed that for yourself? And I'm not talking about just like scratching your balls. I'm talking about really touching yourself with curiosity in different states of erection and see what happens. And let's all explore our bodies and what they're capable of with a little bit more respect and dignity for all. We can do better for all of us, but we have to draw attention to the patterns here that are so detrimental. And, you know, every time we shame one of us, it kind of brings us all down. That's why, you know, in Shame Slayers, part of it is that we do this together and that we don't have to slay just our own shame. We become a squad of shame slayers every time we interrupt dick jokes, every time we interrupt body shaming and body hierarchies and certain people being made to be better than others. The more we do that, we create a culture where all bodies are honored and respected. We all benefit from that too. So this is a long-term project, right? And this episode was really intended just to be kind of an intervention and an affirmation for all of the pain that is here for people who have dicks and who love dicks. If there is a dick in your life, then you are impacted by this. And even us here as two queer women, women loving women, are impacted because there are dicks we love in our lives, on people of all genders, in fact. Mm. So think about this and reflect on it and be in touch with us. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/pod and join us for free to watch the Shame Slayers presentation. It's 25 minutes. The feedback we have heard from people is that it is well worth watching, if not a life-changing 25 minutes to spend with us. And we would love to have that conversation with you. So come on over, pleasuremechanics.com/pod. You'll find the Shame Slayers presentation and other offerings from us to you, all in the name of generating more pleasure, more joy, more connection for all of us. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.